Wake up, it's Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. How are you? And welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. In today's video, we are going to be talking about how to keep and grow your money. We've been having a money series here on this week, and we've talked about mindset. We've talked about how not to allow others what other people have going on social media and in their lives distract us what's truly meant for us. But I wanted to just give you guys valuable tips. I've been doing a lot of research, and although I love that most books talk about mindset and most books talk about, you know, it's all mental when it comes to being a millionaire and making money, but I wanted to give you guys some tangible things that I did to increase my overall revenue, especially last year. Last year, I did really, really good, and it was with my 9-to-5. And so most people, although they want to work on a business, this is how you can use your 9-to-5 money to fund your business. Getting these habits and getting these tips and growing your money in this way can give you a supply of money for your business, something you can borrow from yourself and all of that. So I'm going to give you guys those tips. I'm going to shout out in the comments. I'm going to say happy morning to everyone. So go ahead and load up the comments with the good mornings. I did want to tell you guys about the book giveaway. This week's giveaway is You're a Badass at Making Money. If you want to enter the book giveaway, all you have to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel. Give this video a thumbs up. All of you guys, please give the video a thumbs up. It really helps. It tells YouTube that you guys are enjoying the content. Make sure you guys leave comments, share the videos with everybody. Follow me on Instagram, and in my Instagram bio, there's a little way you can go ahead and enter. So yeah, and we have a Facebook group. So down below in the description box, you can see the link to our Facebook group. And that way you'll be able to pitch ideas for the show. You'll be able to talk to one another and all that good stuff. So since I got all that out the way, I'm going to go over and say good morning to my Morning Motivation crew, my people. Y'all came through today. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brianna. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Lakeisha. Good morning, Sherelle. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Nelson. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Emily. If you guys are new or you just started watching recently, let me know where you're from. Good morning, Chels. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, May, how are you? Thank you guys so much for being here today. I'm super excited to have this conversation because I was doing so much research and listening to audiobooks because I really wanted to bring you guys tangible things. But mindset is definitely one of them, right? Wanting to have money is one thing, but how do you grow the money you already have? How do you budget and save and implement certain tools and tips to grow your money right here, right now? Okay. But before we jump into the video, good morning, Bree from DC. Hello. Oh, and to my international watchers, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, because we have people from London everywhere watching. So thank you, thank you, thank you, or they'll watch later. And what's up to my podcast listeners, everybody that listens on the Brittany Daniel podcast? If you guys didn't know, the Morning Motivation shows also go on to my podcast. So if you ever miss, you have opportunities to watch, listen to it there, but they will be a little delayed. So you won't get the day's show. I'm figuring out if I want to keep it that way or not. But let me jump into the morning prayer, and we're going to jump into these tips I have for you guys. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up for another day. Thank you for discernment. Thank you for discipline. Thank you for focus. Thank you for drive. Thank you for consistency, Lord. Thank you for everything that we need in our toolkit to get us to the next level, to walk in your purpose and do these things that are pleasing in your sight. Thank you for just everything. I just give you gratitude for everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening. I give gratitude for my home, my house, my family, and everybody who has love in their life and their families. May you bless them, touch them, and I pray that you gave them a little peace today. And I want to pray for my folks over in Ukraine and Russia. I pray for peace. I pray for world peace because, you know, I just pray that everybody is safe and we have a little bit more world peace. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen, you guys. So let's dive into what we're going to talk about today. This is something that I'm really excited about because I love sharing things that have helped me. And So let me just rewind a little bit. So let me give you guys a little bit of backstory, okay? So for those of you who don't know, I'm in the military. I'm a U.S. Army captain. And one thing about it, we make money, right? Just like everybody else, we have 9-to-5 positions where we can make money. So my paycheck came on the 1st and the 15th, like most people, right? Or you get paid bi-monthly, I guess if that's the term for it, like most people. Some people don't know that. But yeah, so I had a 9-to-5 job, desk job, doing what I was doing, and I was at a salary, made money, boom. And I've been doing that off and on for the past 12, 13 years. And at my rank, I made around, after taxes, under $100,000, but before taxes, over $100,000, right? So I want people to understand this is the mindset I'm coming from. This is the money that I'm talking about. But I want you guys to know it doesn't really matter how much you make. It's really how much you spend. Yes, your salary does matter depending on your bills and your monthly expenses, which we'll get into in a second. But if you make $100,000, which I have in the past, and you spend everything and you save nothing, then you're still broke. Okay, I've been there. If you have $100,000 or you make any amount of salary from 50,000, 45, whatever, and you implement these tools, you will always have money and your money can grow for you and grow with you. Now, the number one thing that I want everybody to really pay attention to, and this is nothing that you haven't heard before, is to live below your means. This is hard, especially when you start making the money you always wanted to make. You start being able to afford the things that you wanted to afford, right? Whether it be the car, whether it be the upgraded apartment, even sometimes homes. In my video on how to buy your first home, I really hit home with this, is to make sure that you buy below your means when it comes to your mortgage or your rent. We had what we called a basic housing allowance, which went into our regular salary. That's how it became over $100,000. But even that, I never used all of that money for my rent when I was renting. I made sure that I always spent below so I could have, you know, extra to do things with. So the key thing to, no matter how much you make, I've made a little and I've made, you know, decent amount of money. You know what I mean? And the biggest thing is to live below your means, because it's not what you have. It's not how much you make. It's how much you keep. Because again, if you make $50,000 and you spend your $50,000, or you're having a hard time budgeting in between or living paycheck to paycheck, and I get it, depending on your circumstance, depending on maybe you had a certain job and now you don't. So it's different. So I get everybody's circumstances different. These examples are for somebody who has a job or has a steady income and has not had that happen, right? So that can afford the things that they have, which I really would like everybody to get into that mindset. Even when you get a raise on your job, right? Do not start living within that realm of your raise. You want to make sure that you're budgeting and that you're keeping your living below your means. This is how you keep a lot of your money, especially billionaire Warren Buffett told us best. Okay. He's had the same house. He's a billionaire and he's had the same house, I think, for 40 years. Now, I'm not telling you to be that extreme. Do what's best for you. You know what you can afford and what you can't. I do not know your pockets. And again, I'm not trying to puncture anybody's or make anybody feel bad. I just want to give you guys the cut and dry of what it is. So the first thing is to live below your means as much as possible. Now, here's the second thing. Always have a plan for your money. Never let the money hit your account and then you just start doing stuff with it. You know, I'm sure most of you guys are fiscally responsible, but the way that you ensure that you're staying on top of your money and that you're doing the right thing with your money is before it even hits your account is to have a plan. Because if you don't, what can end up happening is, and if you were anything like me, oh, I got paid. Boom, I'm about to go out. I'm about to go get something to eat. I'm about to go to the store. I'm about to go spend, right? I'll pay my bills when I get home. And it's backwards. Because not only should you save first, and then if it's in your spirit or you're that type of person to give, which I think everybody should have some sort of give, because we talked about flow yesterday, right? And we can't just always receive. We have to be in the realm of the flow of giving as well. So if you are a Christian, right, the Bible asks us to give 10%, or it challenges us to give 10% of our salaries. Now, what the church will tell you is it says that they want you, you're supposed to take 10% of your money first and give it to God or the church. Now, when I read the Bible, it says bring 10% to the storehouse, right? It says bring 10% to the storehouse. Now, back in the biblical days, the storehouse was a place where they would save the money and give it to the orphans, and they would give it to the orphans and they would give it to the widowers. And they would help out the community. Now, I make sure that whatever I donate into whoever church, I know that they're doing community outreach. So that's to each their own, right? But I don't just give my money to any old church. Even if I don't attend the services, there is a specific church that I give to, because I know for the shadow of a doubt that the money that I'm putting into the church is funding the church, and the church is actually doing community work. I'm not funding anybody's Bentley and just keeping the lights on in the church. That's not what I'm about personally, but that's your business. So whatever church or whatever, maybe a charity, or there was one time where, sometimes what I would do is I would take my tithes out. I would take a 10% of the money that I have and I would keep the cash. And when I saw somebody in need, I would give it to the person in need. I did that a few times in New York. I did this a few times with people that I knew. That's up to you and your God and how you feel. I'm not telling you right or wrong when it comes to tithing and giving or whatever. That's on your heart. It's whatever is best for you. But that's what I did. But let's go back to the paycheck. So when you get your paycheck, I do not give 10% to anybody first before I pay myself. And the reason why this is important, and I got this from my dad and I got this from the richest man of Babylon. And the reason why this is key is because if you give your money away before you take care of yourself, that's when your cup is empty. You're emptying out your cup before you're filling your cup. And remember, we always talk about filling our cups first, because we have to be self-sufficient. We have to be independent. Even if you're married or whatever, do what's best for you, but you have to be self-sufficient and make sure you stand on your own 2 feet. And the way you do that is by taking care of yourself, because 9 times out of 10, let's keep it a buck. If you needed assistance, could you go to that church and say, hey, I know I donated that money, but I'm struggling. I need it back. Because I used to do that. I used to give my money to a church and I was struggling. Seen it all the time, but that's between you and your God. That's between y'all. Hey, Percy. Hey, Katie. Good morning. Yes. Let's see. Brianna says, I've heard not to put all your money into a bank account. Is that true? We're going to talk about it, right? So, and it depends on you and how you budget. I'm trying to go in my mind because I did not write these down. My bad, y'all. So first thing you do when your check comes, even before your check comes, let's rewind. So what I did is I set up a Roth IRA through my employer, and you have to do your own research on which Roth IRA is best for you. There's some with banks. There is a financial company, Vanguard, that does Roth IRAs, but I did a Roth IRA. And the difference between a Roth IRA and a regular 401k is when your money comes out of your income, your paycheck, right? When your employer pays you a paycheck, that money is then taxed. With a Roth IRA, your money is taxed first and then put into an account for you, right? So when you go take out your money, you're not hit with a big tax penalty. With a regular 401k, your money is not taxed and it's taken out of your check and put into the account. So then when you pull it, there's taxes on the back end when you become 50, 60, or whatever the age is to get your money out. So know the difference between the type of funds you guys are setting up. There are a whole bunch of videos. I won't get into it because I'm not a tax expert and I don't want to mess up y'all's accounts, okay? So you do what's best for you. But what I did, Brittany Daniel, is before I got paid, I had a Roth IRA. We have a TSP in the military. So I did it all online. And I know when I worked for a news station, we had Vanguard and we did that online as well. And if you guys have any tips and you guys know more about this, go ahead and put it in the comments. Again, I'm not a financial expert, but I can tell you what worked for me and how I grew my account, right? So before my check even came, 10% of my money would go away. I wouldn't even see it. And that's why I like those accounts, because it takes your money out before it even hits your account. So you don't have to worry about doing that work. Before my money even boom hit my bank, my checking account, boom, it was already gone. It was already put aside and it was already saved. Now, here's the kicker though. In your Roth IRA, there are different types of funds. You have to do your research and know which funds you want to invest in, and break up your funds into different pots of money so that they can grow. Some are stocks, some are, you have to do a little bit more research. I won't break it all down because I don't have my notes. But you can see this if you use like Acorn. Acorn is a type of mutual fund, and they invest for you like that. So what your Roth IRA does, or what that IRA does, is it invests for you. The reason why I'm particularly not a fan of 401ks only is because they're volatile. They go with the stock market. You know, you can lose money in your 401k. It's an investment account, but it also goes off the stock market. So that's why just a regular traditional 401k isn't my favorite. But again, you have to do your research and do what's best for you. So that money would already be gone. Boom, 10% of my income would already be somewhere else. Saving, being invested, and growing on its own. And every month I got a report. And every month you should be checking on your investments. Every month you can get a report to say how your investments are doing, and you can track it and do research and look into those funds. Because what I was doing at first was just putting the money in there and acting like it was like a different type of savings account. And I was getting very little return on my investment. With those IRAs, when I let somebody come in and teach me a few things and move my money around within the IRA, my investment doubled. That's why networking and communicating and talking to people about money is so important. That's why I say get out of your social bubble, do your own research, because if it wasn't for my friend Jazz going, hey, let me check your stuff out, because I heard them having a conversation about it. And I said, hey, what do y'all, you know, I know you guys are talking about that. I don't know much about it. Help me out. Do you mind if you help me out? She was like, sure. She took some of them. She took a piece of my money. I'm not telling you, this is not financial advice. This part, do what's best for you. She took a piece of the stack that I had, because I had money in there from, you know, saving over the past year. She took a portion of that. I think it was like $3,000 to $5,000, and she put it in different funds. And just for her moving my money into different funds, my money doubled last year. So it's really important to know people who are financially stable, savvy too, if you are not the most financially savvy person. I don't know it all, y'all. I do not know everything. So it is very important that you ask questions, that you do your research, that you watch videos, and that you understand how money works and how you can make money in your sleep. It's more like we always hear in America, like, oh, I want to make money in my sleep, like by having a business. You guys, being an entrepreneur is hard work, and all the time you may not see money. So I will never knock anybody with a 9-to-5. I understand it's stable, and you can use your 9-to-5 money to get rich. Okay. You can use your 9-to-5 money to seed your future investments, your future businesses, and all of that stuff. Don't think that you have to take a leap of faith, go broke, and not have a cushion or be struggle in that process. You can do it in a way to where it's a smooth process for you. So going back, so boom, the IRA is over there making me money. Then the check hits my account on the 1st and the 15th. Before I do anything, y'all, I would sit down with a spreadsheet that I made right on, if anybody has a Gmail account, there's Google Spreadsheets. And maybe I'll make a video about this so you guys can see it. Let me know if you are, if you're interested. Hold on one second. So LaDonna says, I want to start investing this year, but I'm not sure where to start. I don't want to just jump into without the knowledge of how investment works. This is what this is about. This will get you started, LaDonna. My tips and doing it and implementing it in your way, this will get you started. Katie says, I invest some of my money and save some. I only spend what I want. Plus, I no longer give my money away. And we'll talk about that. Good, Thank you, Katie. So this is the bare bones, y'all. This is the bare bones of how you should save and invest your money if you want your money to grow. In my personal opinion, just my personal opinion, there's different ways to skin a cat. This one worked for me. So boom, once my, I hate that. So boom, I hate kids say that all the time. And I just said it. So once the money hits your account, I would sit down with my Google spreadsheet. Now everybody should have, well, if you have a Gmail account or whatever, I can't speak for Yahoo or any other email service base, but Gmail has spreadsheets, Google spreadsheets. So I made my personal budget in Google spreadsheets. Again, if you guys need a thorough video to see how this works, let me know. It's super easy. You guys can definitely do it, but let me know and I'll make it. And I sat down with my Google spreadsheet and I have a list of all of my bills. I had a tab where it said what I made that for that month, or what I made for that paycheck, not the month, for the paycheck, I put there at the top, boom. Then I had a list of all my bills and when they were due. And depending on when they were due, I would split them from the first paycheck into the second paycheck. Now my mortgage or my rent, my car note, all of the big stuff I tried to pay with my first check. But it's up to you. It depends on when your bills are due, when you want to pay them, and all of that. But I had the spreadsheet split into two pieces, right? First check, second check. So what I would do is, before I would spend a dime, before I paid a bill, y'all, even before I paid my rent, I sat down with this spreadsheet and I would put 10% of the money that I got into my personal savings account. Okay. So yes, I've already saved for the IRA, right? That's a long-term investing. That's a long-term retirement base type of situation. You don't have to necessarily use it for retirement. And I'll tell y'all a little bit about that. Actually, let me tell you guys right now, the thing that I love about the Roth IRA is, say if you want to invest in yourself, or you want to buy equipment for your business, or you want to invest in your business, you can borrow from yourself and pay yourself back with the money that you get from your employer. So what I did was, I needed a new laptop last summer. I needed some more equipment. So I took out like a $5,000 loan from myself. I didn't have to go to a bank. I didn't have to go ask anybody. I didn't have to do anything. I took out a $5,000 from myself. And so what I did was, I told the company, hey, I need to borrow some money from myself. They were like, okay, how do you want to repay yourself? And I picked the amount of time I wanted and the amount of money I wanted them to take out of my check. So I'm not physically paying it back. As soon as the money hits, boom, the money's going straight back to my account. So I got to borrow from myself because I wanted to invest in some things for my business. That's another reason why I like Roth IRAs. I don't know if you can do that with a 401k. I believe you can, but I don't know, because I didn't do it with that. I did it with a Roth IRA. So I do know that that's an option for you. Another reason why I like Roth IRAs as well is, say if, God forbid, you lose your job or you fell on hard times and you're no longer making money. Say you lost your job or whatever, you have that pot of money. What you can do is, you can take out what they call, what is the thing called? It's like a emergency relief or something like that, where you're saying, hey, I no longer have income. I need this money. So you'll get hit with like a 10% penalty. However, you can still withdraw that money early if you need it. So it's not like it's in there, it's trapped, and you can never get it out if you absolutely need it. I don't recommend that. If you can keep it in there and let it grow over time and keep, you know, have your money keep matriculating and keep, not matriculating, that's the wrong word. Just keep building. How about that? Just keep going. That's a good way. So those are two reasons that I really like the Roth IRA. When I got off active duty, not got off active duty, when I left New York back in 2012, I did that. I didn't have a job at the time. I needed some money and I went and got the money that I saved. So then again, I didn't have to go to another bank. I didn't have to do any of that. Now, the downside is that you can't invest in it for like another year, but hey, at least you're good, right? So those are the reason why I like Roth IRA. So I sit down with my spreadsheet with my bills and I pay 10% to myself. Boom, I take 10% and I put into my savings. Then I would take an additional 10% This is me personally, you guys, an additional 10%, and I would give to a church because I do believe in that there is a power in giving. Now, I'm not saying that I give my money away to people who ask to borrow money. I don't believe in borrowing money because I feel like that's the biggest way that you can get into beefs with people. I believe that that's the biggest way that you can fall out with people. So if anybody ever asked to borrow money from me, I would just, if I had it, if I did not have it, or if I had it, but I needed it, and I would be in a bad place if I never got that money back, I do not give, hey, I'm sorry, unfortunately, I don't have it. Never give anybody your last. Never give anybody anything that will put you in a negative space. If you can't give it and lose it, then don't give it. And for me, I would just give it and not even worry about it because 9 times out of 10, if somebody has to borrow money, they won't have it back when it's time to give it back. I've seen it time and time again, and there's no point to stress. There's no point to fight and beef with people about money. Just either don't give it at all or give it if you can lose it and never see it again and you'll be fine. But if it's going to put you in a financial hardship or you need that money or say, hey, I need that back by this time because I got to pay this. Do not give it. You don't have it to give. And that's okay. It is okay. They have to figure out another way. You didn't put them in that situation. It's sad. It's unfortunate, but you did not put them there. So don't feel guilty if somebody tries to guilt trip you. Oh, well, you never helped me out. No, I didn't put you in that situation. So don't try to guilt trip me. Because I've seen people fall out with people time and time again. And that's just my personal opinion. I do not let people borrow money. I don't borrow money from people. I'll go broke before I'm up here borrowing money from my friends. I just don't do it. That's just my personal opinion. Because I feel like you have family. You got other people. Why are you asking me? I'm just saying. Okay, so I would give my 10% to either a church or, like I said before, I would hold the 10% and give it to somebody I saw was in need. Or it just depends on whatever was in my heart that month. But that's what I would do. So then after I've already invested in my long-term investment account, after I've put my own money in my personal savings, and after I gave was when I started paying my bills. Pay yourself first. The richest man in Babylon tells you to put 10% in your pocket. Because you always need to be able to take care of yourself. You always need to have some sort of money. I don't care if you got every creditor, if you owe every single person money, you always keep some money for yourself. You never go down to zero. I don't care if it's $100. I don't care if you got to sneak over 10, 5, whatever to the side. You never give anybody all your money and you end up with nothing. Don't ever put yourself in that situation. That's just my personal opinion. Okay. So after I do that, then I went and paid my bills, right? So I would go ahead and pay all the bills for the first part of the month. And then whatever was left over, I would invest into stocks, into crypto. I would use my play money, what I call play money. The money that, hey, I was going to spend it anyway. Maybe I was going to get my nails done. Maybe I was going to get my hair done with that money. Maybe I was going to, maybe I was going to just go out to eat. So I would take that. That's when I started learning about the stock market. That's when I started investing in crypto. So again, if you put your money somewhere and you lose it, because that's all a risk. Okay. Everything you invest your money in is a risk, whether it be a business, whether it be a franchise, nothing is guaranteed when it comes to an investment or when it comes to, you know, but if you don't take the risk, then you can't get the reward. Right. So just make sure that you are risking money that you can lose, just like borrowing. You never take your paycheck. Like when I heard some people put their entire savings account into the stock market. I need a little bit more security than that. To each their own. I'm not going to tell nobody how to spend their money. I just don't think that that's wise, because when the stock market does go down and crash like it's doing now, which is actually a great time to invest because things are on a discount. Y'all go check out Wall Street Trapper. I won't get into all of the nifs, but he's a great resource. Wall Street Trapper, you guys, he's a black male teaching us people about stocks and investing and things like that. So Head over to his channel to learn all the details. But right now would be a good time to start buying stocks because they're on a discount. They're cheaper because eventually the stock market is going to correct itself. It's been down before. It will be up again. But you don't buy when it's up. You don't buy when it's high. You buy when it's down. So right now, good morning, Grand Rising. Right now would be a really good time to start looking into stocks, finding cheap stocks, finding like I know Bitcoin is really cheap compared to what it used to be, like this time last year or the year before, whatever. And get apps like Robinhood isn't the best app, especially from what I heard. I forgot one. I'll do like another time where I'll tell you guys like the apps to get and stuff for when it comes to stock and investing. But get Robinhood and just look. It's really easy. We just have to take the time to go and do the research. Take the time and learn. Don't be like, oh, that's too complicated. It's too hard. You guys, it's really not. This man on a plane, I remember I was headed, I forgot where I was. And I was sitting in first class and I was sitting in front of next to this Australian guy. It was an older man. And I was seven. I was young. I wasn't seven. I was like 10 years old. And he opened the newspaper and he was teaching me about stock. And it was so easy. And I was like, wow. So imagine if I would have had from that time that man taught me all the way to now, I'd be a freaking stock genius. You know what I mean? But it's a very simple thing. It's not very complicated. You just have to know the basics. But yes, Wall Street Trapper is a really good one. Some people say Coinbase, E-Trade. I have Coinbase. I haven't used it. But they're recommending Coinbase and E-Trade, you guys. So check those out. I do have Robinhood just so I can look, and I did use it. I don't necessarily like it. And I've heard people having issues getting their money out and back when they need to from Robinhood. So be very careful with Robinhood. But I also have Acorn. If you guys, this is another thing that you can do if you want to just put money aside automatically. I got the Acorn app, right? And so what it does is every time you get paid, you can do the rollover savings. You can do the rollover into that where it takes the change and puts it into Acorn, or you can do an automatic deposit into your Acorn account. And I think I just did $25 last year just to see what it would do every time, every like once a month. And now that account has, hold on, let me see. And this was just putting $25 once a month into an account. I wasn't even paying attention to it. And I didn't even do it the entire year. I did it for a few months. And no, I don't want to set that up. And the account has almost $500 in it. But it was just $25 of just money. I was just like, yeah, I get paid on this day. I'll just make it come out this day and, you know, just let it see what it does. So you can play around like that, right? With stocks and investing in crypto, but do it with the money that you will, I was going to spend it anyway. It was going to be gone anyway. So, hey, if it goes to the stock market and I lose it, it is what it is. But I would never tell you to put your savings into the stock market or put your savings into crypto or no, that's just my personal opinion. Especially when you don't know what it is. Make sure that you guys are learning about these things and not just riding the wave off of what somebody says or what I say or anybody says, because last year they really did a number with the whole Dogecoin thing, right? We were all riding the wave. Oh, Dogecoin. And I made a little bit of money, but I did not sell when it was high. So I ended up losing money. Okay. Let's see. Marina says, good morning. Good morning, Marina. As a beginner in crypto and stock investing, what resources did you recommend to educate yourself? That's why YouTube, y'all. YouTube. When I call my dad goes, I say, hey, Dad, what are you doing? He said, I'm online watching things about NFTs, crypto and stock. And you guys, we need to do that's how a lot of wealthy people stay wealthy. You know, those mutual funds, those stocks, CDs, all of that. Learn about these things. There's so much information out there. You guys, YouTube is a free resource. There are a lot of people, but you have to make sure that you're following these people, that you're subscribed to their channel so you can see the content. Because if you don't subscribe to them, they're not going to be in your preview. They're not going to be in your algorithm. You know, YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, they're very smart algorithms, and they're only going to put in front of you what you pay attention to. So if you never pay attention to stock, crypto, or investing, those videos and those people are never going to hit your site. But once you do, you'll start getting all of those people coming to you. If you put anything into your phone or you look up something once, y'all know how it works. You're going to get a flood of different type of things. So I definitely, you guys have to do your research, but there's so many people that do the videos. If I told you everything, it doesn't matter. You still got to do it for yourself because everybody's pockets are different. Everybody's situation is different. I can't tell you what's best for you to do because I don't know your situation. Because if you were in a situation where maybe you didn't have money left over, then I would probably tell you to not focus your money on putting it into stocks and investing. I would tell you into maybe putting it into education so you can level up, or maybe a resume builder. It just depends. And that's another thing with investing is when you invest in yourself, you guys, books, more education. You don't have to go. It's not even about formal education. Maybe taking a course. Google has so many free courses on all types of things in the industry. We do not take advantage of those free courses. We don't take advantage of those free resources at our fingertips. There's so many out there. So you have to do what's best for you. But that's my biggest way of how I saved and I invested my money, and my money doubled from my recollection. I got to go look at my paperwork, but I think my money doubled in my Roth IRA last year. And that was the way I always had money. That was how I was able to save up for my house. And that's another thing, is have a savings goal. So when you take that 10%, if you have a savings goal to get the house, maybe it's 50%, maybe it's 25% of your money that's going into your savings. You have to know what your goals are. You have to know what you're doing it for. And then once you get the house, are you saving for furniture? Are you saving for, I remember I had to say, I saved over $10,000 and all of it was gone in a couple weeks because of my house. When I was saving for my house, I closed on my house and all the money that I had saved up, my little savings account was looking real pitiful after I had to get my refrigerator, after I had to get my furniture, because I had to furnish my entire house from scratch, TVs, because everything that I had in my apartments were old. So what I recommend, and this is my personal opinion, it's up to you because I don't know your lifestyle and what you like. I never bought new furniture when I was renting, but that was me. And that's why I never really liked it. It wasn't really aesthetically pleasing, but it was good furniture and it worked. It was hand-me-down stuff that I got from my parents or my aunt. And I just kept it until, because I knew when I bought a house that there were certain things that I wanted to buy, but that was me. But when I was renting, I never bought new furniture. I bought a mattress, but it wasn't that great. But again, that's up to you. I don't know. Maybe you have no intentions of buying and you want to rent. But I will tell you, though, the number one way to get into the wealth market and to close the wealth gap is property and is real estate. And I did some research on like the millionaires of America and what industries they're in and things like that. But the number one thing is, they say how to close the wealth gap is through real estate, and is through real estate. So make sure that you guys are doing your research. Make sure you know exactly what your financial goals are. Like, what are your goals? If your goals are to be prepared for retirement, then your goals are going to be very different from some, or your money goals are going to be very different from somebody that's trying to buy a house in this season, which and this is outside looking in, not doing a whole lot of research. So take this, you guys, with a grain of salt. But the best time to buy was last year and 2 years ago. I feel like, well, the market is highly inflated. And so I would personally wait until the market kind of balances itself out again, which it will eventually. I don't know how long that's going to take. So again, take my advice with a grain of salt. But really start paying attention to the market and what's going on in the world. We can't be just surrounded in our little bubble here in America and thinking that our lives are just our lives. We have to really have a world view so you know what to do with your money. You'll know when to save. You'll know when to invest by what's going on in the world. You know, with this whole Ukraine situation going on in Russia, it's going to impact us. I don't know if it's going to be good, bad, or indifferent, but the stock market is already going down, which is an indication of certain things. But this, we've been here before. This has happened before. You know, they say the same thing happens every 20 years. So it's not to scare you guys, but I really want everybody to really start paying attention to not what's just going on in your life and what's going on social media and what's going on in this celebrity's life or this celebrity's life, but what's going on in the world, the bigger picture, because at the end of the day, none of their stuff really matters. It's the bigger picture and what's going on in the world. But let me know if you guys have any questions. But that's how I did it. Good morning, Percy. Percy says, hey, good morning. Public school systems don't teach nothing about money. Do you think that it's by design to keep us ignorant? Yeah, but we now that but one thing. And Percy, you were on the live last night. I saw you. You were on Yanni's live last night. We really do have to stop this victim mentality that the school, it's not a school's responsibility to teach your kids about wealth and the kids about wealth building. It's our responsibility. We need to start teaching our kids about this stuff. And maybe it is by design because it's been said that they design school systems to make you a worker. The school is designed, like some schools don't even have windows and they have a certain schedule because it's the same schedule for prison. That's a conspiracy out there. It's a theory. It's possible. But now that we have the information, now that we have the knowledge, now that we have, there's nobody stopping anybody from getting rich anymore. You know, we can't make any excuses. There's no excuse for us not to go out there and get the information because it's there for free. For free. It's in books, you guys, for free. Not for free, but the books are very inexpensive. We will spend money on so many other things. You know, we'll make a way for so many other things, but we have to start educating ourselves and we have to get out of a victim mentality of, you know, well, I wasn't taught this or my parents didn't do this. So are we going to live in that space and not grow and not develop and not teach the next generation just because it wasn't taught to us? We know it's not taught in schools. Now, what are we going to do about it? But I definitely think it possibly is by design. Hey, Danny. Danny says, I've been investing since 10 years ago. Keep up the good work. Great live this morning. I appreciate it. Katie says, me, I invest some of my money. Say, oh, I already read that. But yes, I think everybody should definitely invest and definitely save. But if you're going to dip into stocks, crypto, and NFTs, make sure one, that you understand them, and two, spend money that you don't mind losing, because until you absolutely learn about it, you know, you need to, you got to play with it a little bit, but you got to learn about it too. Chell says, I use my Celium and blockchain, and blockchain is very important to understanding that. Let's see. Amax said, that's good. I'll check Acorn out. Yeah, Acorn is fun because I'll tell you guys what accounts that it's like a mutual fund and they put your money, the little bit of money that you put in there, however much money you put in there. I just did $25 and it invests it for you. So I'll look at my investment portfolio. It says it went up 5%. And oh, this is something I learned from my dad too. Don't worry necessarily about the price points. Look at the percentages. The money is in the math. So look at your percentages, you guys. Yeah, I'm getting dividends from this account. It's not a lot. It's like 15 cents, but every penny adds up. And this is just, I did a moderate portfolio and I have large stock companies, medium one. Let's see. So the way that I'll show you guys this right here, I don't know if you guys can see it, but I picked a moderately aggressive type of thing. Cause they ask you, do you want to invest like lightly? Do you want to be an aggressive investor or moderate? So I put moderate. So I have large company stocks. I have 47% of the portfolio. So 80% is stock. And 20% is bonds. But mind you guys, I've only been putting $25 in here once a month for a few months. So it says large stock companies is 47%, medium companies 66%. So the large companies they invest in, it normally tells you, oh, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Tesla, and you can pick these companies if you want to. And another thing that I learned from Wall Street Trapper too is invest in the companies that you use on a daily basis. Like if you have an iPhone or if you have Apple stock and things like that, you should definitely, you should definitely, if you, sorry, y'all, my friend sent me a text message, but yeah, if you have Apple products, you should definitely be investing in Apple stocks. If you have a Tesla, you should definitely be investing in Tesla stocks. That's how you become an owner of the things that you, of the things that you bought. So my friend just texted me and she said, happy anniversary. Today, this day last year is when I closed on my house. So I've been in my house a full year. So thank you, Kirsten, if you're watching, I really appreciate that. She just sent me that text and said, oh, it's your house anniversary. So that's exciting. So thank you. I always forget dates and stuff like that. Destiny says on the news, they said gas will go up to $5 next week. Absolutely. So that's why we have to be we have to be aware of what's going on. You know, the last time we were at war, gas prices were really high. So you guys keep that in mind because that's going to affect your budget. That's going to affect your monthly expenditures. Danny says, the public school systems keep our kids from hanging in the streets, getting shot and doing drugs. I think that we should be doing that, but I don't know. I don't have kids. It keeps kids busy while they are learning. It has its good parts. YouTube is a university. Us parents need to teach our kids about finances. I agree. Amber says, I'm definitely about to invest. Everybody should be investing in something. If it's not your own personal education, it should definitely be figuring out the stock market. It should definitely be figuring out crypto. And with stocks being low right now, you guys are going to get them at a discount. So Warren Buffett tells us all the time, we buy low and sell high, but you have to understand how that works. Oh, thank you. It's a happy anniversary. I appreciate that. Unfortunately, the stuff that y'all have access to in the US, we don't have access to. Oh, I'm sorry, Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea's in Jamaica. I'm sorry. That sucks. Yeah, so exact. But did you guys see Americans? We're so spoiled. We have so much at our fingertips and we do not utilize them that other people would kill to utilize. She didn't say that. But we don't take advantage of a lot of the stuff that we have access to, you guys. Oh, congrats on house anniversary. I appreciate that, Amber. Thank you, AMAC. Lauren said $5. Wait, $5 for what? I'm confused. Did I say $5? I'd really love some of those apps. Oh, I wish I could give them to you. Thank you so much, Chels. I heard that. She said $5 with the gas. My bad. Y'all, I got short-term memory loss. I've heard that gas is going up too. It will, you guys. We might be entering into another war. Unfortunately, I can't really speak on that because I don't know much about it. They really don't tell us too much. We just get marching orders and we keep it going. So I don't know, but just pay attention to the news. The news is telling us everything that's going on. So now would be a really good time to, like, last night I was up late last night looking at what's going on over in Ukraine and praying for that nation. And not so much of picking sides. It's just that war is it's over territory. You know, I was listening to the book. I shared the book, The Science of Growing Rich, on my platform. And one of the things he said is that people, you know, are greedy and they just want territory and money and power. And it's just, it's unfortunate that it's at the hands and the heads and the blood of regular citizens. So, yeah. Hold on. I missed one. My bad, Lauren. I'll go back to yours. Latoya says, good morning, Latoya. This is something that I wanted to learn about. I would love to become credit card debt free first to feel more comfortable with investing. And I want to learn not just for myself. Absolutely. But I will say, Latoya, while you're working off paying off your credit cards, right? Because there is a debate, like, do you save or do you pay off your debt? Or do you invest or do you pay off your debt? I personally think, I know Dave Ramsey is not going to agree with me because he tells you to save $1,000 and be volatile about your, you know, paying off your credit cards and paying off your debt. I do agree to a certain extent, but if I were debt focused last year, I wouldn't have got my house and I wouldn't have had all that money in investing. But I do agree, like, debt is bad, right? We should be paying off our debt as much as possible. But I I'm not giving all my money away to them folks, and they gonna get it when they get it. They gonna get it on time. They gonna get it when they get it. And I know that's bad because we should be paying off our debt as soon as possible. But I would hate for somebody to pay off all their debt and have not have anything for themselves. But it's up to you, you guys. Dave Ramsey has what they call a snowball effect, which he highly recommends. Because I'm gonna give you guys both sides. Highly recommends that you put $1,000 aside and then get an extra job and start knocking out your debt. That is a very aggressive way to do it. I think it works for sure when people get it and they're debt-free. Being debt-free is probably, I'm not there yet. So take this piece of advice with a grain of salt, but I'm sure that's liberating. So do what's best for you, LaToya. I pray that you accomplish that goal of being debt-free for sure. But when I say invest in the stock market, if you're just starting out, what I mean is like the little $5, $10, little $50, but that's just me. But yes, I pray that you get that. Everybody freaking out about the $5. Y'all better start paying attention to the news. I mean, I get that they say don't watch the news. I don't watch the news on a regular basis, but when it's big stuff in the world going on, y'all, it's a war about to pop off. Like, y'all got to start paying attention. But for my son too. Let's see. When do you think rent prices will go down? I don't think that they will. I don't think that we never really see, when there's always an increase, we never really see it down. It never goes back down. I don't think rent prices are going to go up. So don't wait for that. You just make sure that you're making more money. Because I don't think rent prices are going to go down unless, what city are you in, Lauren? Because I remember during COVID, LA's rent prices went down because people were leaving LA. So how business works is a supply and demand. The higher the demand, the higher the prices are going to be. So if you live in a city like Atlanta, your rent ain't going down. It's because the demand is high here. People are leaving very expensive states to come down south. They're going to Texas, they're going to Florida, and they're going to Georgia. So if you are in a city like Atlanta, if you're in a city like Houston, if you're in a city like Miami, your rent is not going anywhere. It's going to continue to rise. Good morning, Ross. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We have so much going on in this critical time. Absolutely. We got to pay attention, y'all. Pay attention. And that's how I feel sometimes. They'll get it when they get it. But we got to make sure we keep our credit straight, y'all. Tomorrow, what we'll talk about is, it was really easy, but how I boosted my credit, I want to say, I think 70 to 100 points. I don't remember. We'll talk about credit tomorrow because credit is key. Credit is very important, especially when we want to have certain assets. You need credit, especially if you don't have all of the money. And even if when you do have the money, it's better to have the credit because you'll get it at a cheaper price. Let's see. How do you get the money you're investing? Does it go into your bank account? No. So for Acorn, at least, so with the Roth IRA, there's another system that has it. So when I want to if I took from it or I borrowed from it, then they sent me a check or they made a direct deposit. I think when I borrowed from it, they sent me a check. So that's a way you can get your money. So it's in a whole separate system. It's not in your account at all. And for the Acorn, it's on the Acorn app. So whatever way they got my money over there is where they got it. And then when I want it back, then I have to request it or I have to sell my stock. And that's another thing is like, if your stock goes down and you sell it, you're going to get it cheaper than what you bought it for. Depending on it's all dependent, but that's how you get it. You have to sell your stocks. I live in the outskirts of Atlanta. Yeah, our prices ain't going down, baby girl. They not. They ain't. And ain't. Everything's going up. I want to move to Henry County when I move out to my mom's. Be careful in Henry County, girl. Be careful out there in Henry County and Coweta. Is it Coweta? Coweta? Be careful in Henry County. It's a little country. It's a little racist. Yes, rent in Florida is becoming ridiculous. Yeah, because people are leaving these major cities, you guys, and these major states, and they're coming down south. It's like they're calling it the Great Migration or something again. You know, we did it from the south to the north. Now there people are doing it from the north to the south because rent and mortgage prices up there are ridiculous. And people are selling their homes in places like California with a whole lot of money and then coming out here and buying houses in cash because they have double the money. So not only are they, so say if you live in California and your house sells for $1.something million, you come out here, get a $400,000 house, you still got money left over, you know? So that's what they're doing. They're taking their money, their investment. That's why I encourage people, if they want to be homeowners, to start the process of becoming a homeowner, meaning saving, getting your credit right, making sure that you're doing the steps necessary to become a homeowner. Because if your house appreciates in value, then you can take that extra income. It's called equity. And you can take it either out of your home and invest it, or when you can sell your house, take that money and invest it, or take that money and go somewhere else. Like my homegirl sold her house right before COVID, and she lived in an apartment for like a year, and then she bought another house. So you have a great point. I can do that. We spend $5 at Starbucks so I can use that to start investing. Exactly. Thank you, LaToya. Like, we don't have to. I'm not telling anybody that's new to stocks and new to crypto to go ahead and put $300-$500 a month. No, you could take, like, especially if you just want to try it, use Robinhood, take $5 and just play with it. See what's going on. Take $20. We spend money, you guys, on so many other things. We'll go to the beauty supply store, ladies, and you know I'm not lying, and walk out with products and stuff like that, spending, you know, $50 to $100 and stuff like that. So we do have the money. We do have the money to take the little bit. And that's why I said, try to start, if you're starting very beginning with crypto, NFTs, and all of that stuff, use your spending money. Don't use your bill money. Don't use your savings and your giving money. Use the money that you were going to play with anyway. You know, so then that way it's like, oh, $50. I lost it. Not bad. Not a big deal. I was going to spend it anyway. I was going to go out to eat, or I was going to do this, or, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I used to do. I used to take like $20 here, $50 here. If I felt like I was like, okay, I got a little, some extra this month, I put $100 on it, you know. So it just depends. Lauren says, I've been around there my whole life. I just live a little further away from Henry. No, I'm just joking, Lauren. Live wherever is best for you, my love. But thank you guys so much. I really enjoy this conversation. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Lauren had another question. What about entrepreneurship during these times? How to be smart about it? Get another job. If you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneurship is like this, you guys. It depends on your business. It depends on your industry. There are some cases where you can make more money in certain seasons than others. And it just depends on your industry and what people need. And it will really depend on how people want to spend their money, but don't get discouraged because so many millionaires are made were made during the Great Depression. People, you can make money in a drought. That's why I love Wall Street Trapper. He talks about that all the time. When it seems like, you know, everybody's losing money and all this other stuff. Like even during 2008, when the stock market crashed and all that stuff, or the housing market crashed, there were still opportunities to make money, not so much in real estate, but there's always opportunities to make money. So don't get fearful, but it's okay if you're an entrepreneur to get another job. And my whole thing is I'm actually looking into a career because I love working with children. I volunteer every week. I'm looking into having another maybe part-time or full-time job doing that. I'll still be here doing morning motivation with you guys, but I have a little extra time and I may do that. So I don't know, but I'm not going to just go work for nobody just to say I have a job. No, not absolutely not. But that's what I would say for entrepreneurs in hard times is just go back to work. It's that simple. It's not, or you just grind your ass off. You just grind harder. You got two options. You grind harder to get to where you want to go, or you take your butt back to work. How can I buy Apple stock? I don't know. I only buy stocks through apps. But I think there's a way you do it off. You can do it offline too, because people have done it for years. But all right, you guys, I pray that you guys got something out of this. For those of you who have to go to work, I hope you have a great and wonderful day. Exactly, Lauren. Some of you's got to go back to work. It is what it is, you know? You got to do both. Exactly. But I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you so much for being here with me. I really, really appreciate it. I hope that you guys got something out of it. Don't forget to like, comment, please share these with anybody who may need them. Please do not forget to subscribe to this channel. Give this video a thumbs up, comment down below, and I will see you guys in the next video. And don't forget to go over and join the Facebook group, and you guys can keep the conversation going there. But thank you so much, you guys, and I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.